Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila Shiksha, Third Canto, Chapter 28, and this is verse 30, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The yogi, this is Kapila Muni's telling all of us, the yogi then meditates upon the beautiful face of Sri Krishna, which is adorned with curly hair and decorated with lotus eyes and dancing eyebrows. This is the analogy, thank you. A lotus surrounded by swarming bees and a pair of swimming fish would be put to shame by its elegance. So this is the analogy Kapila Muni is giving us, which we heard yesterday, that the lotus flower in the analogy is the lotus face of Sri Krishna, and the dancing eyebrows of the Lord, those are the, let's say, the curly hair. The curly hair is the buzzing bees, and the dancing eyebrows is the meena, Keshava Drita Meenavata. Meena means these little fish, minnow-like fish that dart here and there. So as we described yesterday, Srila Prabhupada's purport. One important statement here by Kapila Muni is Dhyayan Manomayam. Manomayam, the word Manomayam, means not imagination. Impersonalists think that one can imagine any form he likes, but as stated here, the yogi must meditate upon the form of the Lord, which is experienced by devotees. Devotees never imagine a form of Krishna. They are not satisfied by something imaginary. Krishna has different eternal forms. Each devotee likes a particular form and thus engages himself in a service of Krishna by worshipping that form. Krishna's form is depicted in different ways according to scriptures. As already discussed, there are eight kinds of representations of the original form of the Lord. In other words, Ashta Murti. The Lord can appear and be worshipped and served and realized and experienced. The Lord can appear in and be worshipped in and served in and experienced in eight different forms. Ashta Murti. Which include murtis produced or made of clay, miti, these functional deities, utsav deities you must have seen, Ganapati, Saraswati, Ganapati, Lakshmi, they make these out of miti, clay, and a little small, and they do puja, then they do visarjan, they put visarjan, they put in the Jamuna Ganga after the puja, utsav murti, clay. Stone, which means marble, granite, etc. Wood, like Jagannathji is neem wood, I believe. And then, of course, he becomes invested with transcendence and becomes Daru Brahman. And paint. Paint means paintings on the wall. There's Ram Leela, the Murtis, all these paintings of Lord Chaitanya on the wall and Krishna and Ram. They are murtis. What we say, painting means chitra, chitra murti, tasvir. Tasvir means picture. So painting is archamurti. When Prabhupada's devotees were painting pictures, they said, Prabhupada, we don't see in nectar devotion that what is this painting? We're painting pictures of Radha and Krishna's Leela. We don't see this mentioned in nectar devotion as one of the 64 items of devotion. such as deity worship and offering prayers and chanting mantras and all these services that are there, serving Tulsi and visiting the Holy Dham, Tirtha Yatra, Tirtha Snan, Thakurji Puja. We don't see anything listed there, Chitra Seva, Chitra Bhakti, Chitra Bhakti Yoga, painting, making paintings. So then they asked Prabhupada, they say, what kind of service is this? And Prabhupada said, this is archana. This is vigraha puja. This is, you're worshipping, these paintings are deity form of the Lord. We're worshipping the deity of the Lord. Because what is a deity? You take some granite or marble, which is an amorphous block of granite, and you have a conception, a sankalpa, a bhavana in your mind. Yes, I will cut this stone and carve the stapati, murti stapati. He will carve the stone to take the shape of his mind. So the first the deity appears in the mind, the manasamurti, which is mentioned here. Also, not here, but it's also the mind is one of the eight forms is the manasik murti. The Lord in the mind. Just like every man has a manasik murti. Yes? In his mind, the murti you worship in your mind. And the murti is called your wife. A manasa murti of your wife. And every woman, let's say we hope so, has a manasa murti of one man. And it's her purusha. But it's not purushottam. It's her pati. So her husband is in the mind. At least should be, ideally. So in the mind of a devotee, then Krishna is always in his mind, and Krishna rather commands that in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana, you've heard this verse? Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskaru. So first he says manmana. So Krishna is talking about manasapuja. This verse is in Bhagavad Gita, what is it? Tenth chapter? No, ninth and eighteenth is similar, very similar. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji. Yaji, yajana, puja. So first Krishna says, hey, he doesn't say establish an archamurti, he says establish me in your mind. Is it right? Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, put me in your mind. Manmana, he doesn't say murti. Murti pujam. Manmana. Put me in your... So the first deity of every devotee, I don't have Brahman Diksha. Gurudev, I want Brahman Diksha. But Gurudev says, but you're like, you know, not qualified. No, I want to worship daddy. I want to worship the deity. I want a deity, daddy. Daddy Guru. Please give me Brahman thread. I want... Who's stopping you from worshipping the deity, the Manasamurti? Place Krishna in your mind, puja karo. Arti, shringar, dressing, cooking, everything. Manasamurti. This Krishna's telling in Gita. Lord Chaitanya what didn't establish temples. He didn't establish any temples. The deities were establishing a temple means first you establish a deity, yes? Then you build a temple. The deities were already there, he just rebuilt their temples. Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal, and Govindaji, etc., they were already there. So we can't say Lord Chaitanya established temples, can we? Interesting thought. Because he simply told, what did he tell? He said four different things to the Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatana. He said, go to Vrindavan and reveal the hidden places of pastimes and reveal the hidden deities. Madan Gopal, Govindaji, Gopinath, they were carved 5,000 years ago. So the Seva Puja, the deity worship, started 5,000 years ago. And then they simply built a new temple. The temple comes and it goes and it gets crashed and it's broken and deities are hidden and all these things. Just like even in our own visible history, in 1570, in 1590, 1590, which is in our visible time period, there was a temple open for the famous deity of Radha Govindadev, Govindaji. Govindaji is 5,000 years old. So Rupa Goswami's followers opened that temple. He was not here. So Raghunath Bhatta and Man Singh, they built this temple. Now, that was 1590. So the temple is there, you can see. But then in 1670, in the year 1670, which is 80 years later, the Mughals came and smashed up and broke up the temple. So the deities were moved, obviously. Govindaji was again moved, as he was moved 5,000 or 3,000 years ago or whatever, for whatever reason, and the temple is smashed up. And Govindaji was moved to Radhakund, and then to Kamyavan, and then finally to Jayapur. Sri Govindadeva ki jai. So that temple, it came and it went. You can go and see the old temple. And then in 1670, and then from 1670 for some time, the puja was very secret and hidden. And then a new temple was built about 1720 or 1790. That's called New Govindaji. Parthasarthi Bhagavan ki jai. So then that temple is right behind the old temple. You follow? They call it New Govindaji. You've seen, right? The Radha Govinda temple. Behind the old one. So that one is the new one, which was built in 1790. Not so new. So this is the point that Lord Chaitanya established the holy name in everybody's heart. The Murti. Who is the Murti for the Kali Yuga? The Mahamantra. Kali Kalera Naam Krishna Rupa. The avatar in Kali Yuga is Krishna Naam. Avatar means incarnation. The Murti is the avatar of the Lord. The Murti avatar. So this is a very interesting point. We can think, how important is the Manasik Murti? Hey, listen, Bhagavad Gita, ABCs. ABCs of spiritual life. Does it say, hey, go get a Didi, start puja. Oh, daddy, I want a Didi. Everybody, the first thing everybody wants is Didi, Didi, Didi. Get my Gornita ideas, get my Radha Krishna, Jagannath. First, think of Krishna. Always think of Krishna. A Murti is a form of fixing your attention, etc. But ultimately, the Murti Puja brings us to Manasik Puja. So why not start with Manasik Puja? This is Krishna's telling in Gita. Does Krishna say anywhere in Gita, establish a Murti and worship it? You can tell me. No. Does he say twice, put me in your mind and worship me? Does he say twice, put me in your mind? 9th chapter and 18th chapter, yes? Yes. So he's saying twice. So put me in your mind and offer a leaf to me in the mind. Patram pushpam palam toyam, yome bhakti priyachati. With love and devotion, offer me a tulsi leaf in your manasik murti. And offer me some fruit, some bhojan. If you put everything together, right? You put everything, he's saying, patram pushpam. So worship me. So immediately people think worship me means get a murti and offer a tulsi at his feet. Isn't it? But if you're taking the Bhagavad Gita as a unified field, the scientists talk about the unified field. If you're taking Bhagavad Gita as a unified field, then let's see the synergy and the integration of one verse to the other and the composite view. You understand? Composite view. The full holistic view of Bhagavad Gita. It's about bhakti. That's the ultimate. How to do bhakti? What is the sambandha? And what is the abhideya? And what's the prayojana? Prayojana is become a priya, Krishna priya. Then Krishna priya means pyar, means lover of Krishna, yes? Is that the goal of Bhagavad Gita teachings? To become a lover of Krishna? So then what is the abhyas? What is the abhideya, the process, the sadhana? The sadhana is establish a manasik murti and do puja day and night. Offer obeisances to your manasik murti and offer obeisances to your Lord and everyone else's heart. Very interesting. These representations, these murtis of the Lord, they can be produced by the use of clay, stone, wood, paint, sand, etc., depending on the resources of the devotee. Resources means taka. Taka means rupees. Rupees means money. How much you have. If you have a lot of money, then if you're Birla, then you make a solid gold deity of Lakshmi Narayan. Right? People do. I've seen. Or you make a crystal deity, or you make a diamond deity. Why not? Better be a pretty good staffati to carve a piece of diamond into a murti. Manomayam is a word in this verse. It means a carving of the form is a carving of the manomayam. A manomaya means maya means don't it means different things. It means maya, that which is not. But maya also means, besides illusion or bewilderment or misconception or misunderstanding, maya also means composed of, made of, saturated of, maya. I guess it's short A and long A, probably. Maya. Manomaya murti means that murti, form of the Lord, made of mind. It's made of the man, manasik murti. It's made of your mind. It's your personal ishta. We say, who is your Ishtadev? Oh, my Ishtadev. Ah, if you could see my Ishtadev, you would faint. When Prabhupada was asked by one disciple, Gurudev, can you describe your Siddhadeya to us? Can you describe your spiritual form to us? Your Swarup? And Srila Prabhupada, he said to that devotee, if I told you, you would faint. Faint means murchita. Don't fall unconscious. So it's like that. Oh, who is your Ishtadev? Oh, if you could see my Ishtadev, you would faint. So that is your personal murti. It's your treasure, your inner treasure, the inner wealth. What is the inner wealth of a devotee? The inner treasure. And the real nidhi, the maha nidhi, the great treasure, the inner wealth and the inner treasure of every true bhakta. That's his love, his prema, and his love is directed towards his beloved, his valab, his manasik valab. He directs his love and attention. He may show affection and concern and care for so many people outside, and it's genuine affection, it's genuine concern and genuine care. But love, pyar, priti, prema, eki valava, only one beloved. Within our mind. This is the bhakta. I don't have a divided mind. My heart has four divisions. Right auricle, left auricle. Right ventricle, left ventricle. There's four parts of the human heart. But the mind is one. Eka chitta. Chit. The mind is fixed. This is called ekagrata. Ekagrata. Chitta-virodha ikagrata. The mind, all distractions, big shapes should be removed from the mind. Ikagrata. So the mind is only fixed on one point. One beloved. For us, it's not. We don't fix our mind on a point, which this is the point Prabhupada is making in the purport. This is one of the points of the purport, that we don't meditate on a point. We don't meditate on the point of our nose. We don't meditate on a mandala. Red and blue circles. We meditate on the form. Rup dhyanam. This is the supreme murti. It's interesting because Bhagavad Gita is ABCs. And Bhagavad Gita, we say it's ABCs and all these things. But he's telling that pure bhakti is being preached in the Bhagavad Gita. Ananyas chintyantamam yejana paripashate. So pure bhakti means let's start with the best. Let's just everyone's murti, 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 icha, murti, murti. Lord Chaitanya didn't establish murtis. He didn't tell everybody go out and open a temple. I don't see. I've studied something of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. to one family, to one brother of one family in, I mean, this is directly to you. Some of his followers, of course, in his parshads that came to him, before they came to him, they already had what you call Kula Devata. They already had deities being worshipped in their home, like Krishnadas Kaviraj. In the story of Mini Ketan Ramdas, you know. Then his brother was doing puja of the Kula Devata. But there's only one place, and I can be corrected, of course, but as far as I know, there's only one place where Lord Chaitanya tells a Grihastha to worship the deities. And that's with, there's three brothers from Sri Kanda. And he said, and they would come every year to Puri for the Rath Yatra and Chaturmasya Sangha with Mahaprabhu. And they asked one time, what are the symptoms of a Vaishnava? And then he explained, Lord Chaitanya explained, this is Kanishta, this is Madhyam, these are the Lakshana of Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttam. Then one year they say, what should we do? So Lord Chaitanya told one person, you work as a dentist in Green Park. You continue to work as a dentist in Green Park, and then you give some donations or do some charity. The other brother, and they're all Lord Chaitanya's devotees, the other brother, he said, you just do bhajan. You close your practice in Green Park, and you go to Vrindavan and do bhajan. That's the other brother. There's two practices in Green Park. There's the Pondrak doctor, and then there's the real doctor. You can figure that out. Then the third brother, he said, you stay home and do puja of the deity. You know this section. So Lord Chaitanya was preaching rag marg prachar. This is the verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Rag marg prachar. He was preaching rag marg. Lord Krishna is preaching Raghunuga Bhakti in the Bhagavad Gita, because he's saying Manasa Puja. Manmanabhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskru. First, it's a sequence. Krishna's not foolish. He's the original Adi Guru. So he's saying first, step one, here's the krama, sadhana krama. First, the mind. Everything begins in the mind. You fall in love with Maya in the mind. First you see, then your mind, the form of woman occupies your mind, or a form of man occupies your mind. First, the first takeover is the manasavijaya. The mind is conquered, and then your life is conquered. The woman conquers the mind first. Oh baby, I'm thinking of you, do, 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 do. I can't forget you, do, do, do. You're in my mind. I love you. Ding, 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 ding. Meow. Maya! Mahamaya. Woman is Maya for man, and man is Maya for woman, and flies are Maya for sannyasis. There's a hell of a lot of flies in this temple. And they all like me. This guy is just made of rasgulas. And glove jamans, because he's from Vrindavan, and Krishna eats sweets and sweets and sweets. He's not a Gaur Bhakta. That's why the flies are coming. Gaur Bhaktas, flies never land on Gaur Bhaktas. Do you know that? Because Gauranga eats lots of spinach and sabjis and hardly any sweets. And all the sabjis and spinach is cooked in mustard oil. And mustard oil is too hot for flies. It's too hot for the flies. Mustard, kachani mustard oil, kachani sorso til bot garam hai. Isn't it? So if you're eating all day Bengali sabjis and so much mustard oil, chilies, ekdam jada chili hai. And then your body is emanating hot chilies, hot mustard oil, and a fly comes like this. It's like Bermuda Triangle. Your body becomes like a Bermuda Triangle. The fly goes, it's like instant, what do you call it, all night or night out or whatever they call it. Something they kill mosquitoes with or something, night out or blackout or good night. It's called good night. Good night's another way of saying you're dying. Good night, mosquito, which means good night because you're leaving your body. You should say good night, Hare Krishna. Good night, Hare Krishna, mosquito repellent. You say good night because you're dying, but you're going to hear the holy name of Krishna before you die. Good night, Hare Krishna. Good night, Hare Krishna. But I heard Hare Krishna first, so that was my good fortune. So this is it. Krishna's telling. First he said, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. First put God in your mind, then become his devotee. Well, gee, if you're a devotee of that manasik murti, then, well, gee, what do you do, Krishna? Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. Okay, I've captured you in my mind. Krishna, you've captured me. Krishna, Karshan. I'm attracted. I'm stuck. I'm crazy over you. I'm head over heels over Krishna. I've fallen in love with a little blue boy and a golden girl. So sweet, so mystifying, so enchanting, so fresh and new, and funny. Oh. I never met a more funny person than Radharani and Lita Sakhi and Krishna. I thought I was funny till I met them. I thought, you take the triple crown. You're the best. He's the funniest of the funny. His jokes, you read the joking of Krishna and Radharani, it's superb. The satire, the irony, it's fantastic. So, Krishna, you're telling us in Gita, first you establish Krishna, me in the mind, God in the mind, become a devotee. Madhyaji! Acha! So the third step is yaji. Yaji means yajana. Yaji means puja, archana, arti, shringar, bhog, stava, stuti. And then what do you do after you do puja? Has anyone ever done puja? After the puja samapt, puja shesh, then you're supposed to offer dandavats and beg forgiveness for the offenses. It's called shama prarthana. Mantra hinam kriya hinam bhakti hinam. What is it? Matrihinam kriyahinam paktinam. What is it? Janardam. Yapuchitamaya devam paripuram tarastame. Paripuram. Paripuram tarastame. Paripuram. All my puja's over, but bhaktihina, mantrahina, is. Matrihinam, bhaktihinam. My puja has no proper mantras. My puja has no proper bhakti or devotion. It's all chalak and kapat and selfish. Anyway, it's over. Paripurnam. It's finished for the day. Mantra hinam kriya hinam. What is it? Bhakti hinam janardan. Yat pujitam maya devam paripurnam tadastume. So now that Krishna says yaji. So when you finish puja, you offer obeisances. Obeisances means namaste, namaskuru. Yes? So Krishna gives a 4-point program. Because the Bhagavad Gita is the Prayojan, it's everything. It's Sambandha Vidaya and Prayojana. And Lord Chaitanya is teaching Bhagavad Gita. He's teaching the same thing. Manmana Bhavat, Madhbhakto, Manasamurti. If you look at the totality of all Lord Chaitanya's teachings, he said, worship Krishna in your mind and heart. You see where he tells Raghunath Das, and everywhere he's telling that. And then you'll have Sakshat Darshan. First Antar Darshan, then Bahir Darshan. First Antar Puja, then you'll see Krishna directly. When Krishna gives you Sakshat Darshan, you'll go, Abba, 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 Krishna, and you'll faint, then you'll wake up and you'll say, and you'll take a flower and you'll give it to him. Just like, so Vidura, Krishna was invited by Duryodhan for lunch, Chapan Bhog. He changed his mind and told Daruka at the last minute, I don't want to go to Indraprastha. Or was it Hastinapur, whatever. I don't want to go to Indraprastha to see Duryodhan and take that luncheon engagement. What happened? So then he said, take me to Vidura's house. Yes? So then Druka said, okay. And they changed direction and went to Vidura's house. And Vidura, I don't know if he was there or not, but his wife came and the door opens up and his wife is a great bhakta. She's always thinking of Krishna. Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. And all of a sudden Krishna's standing at her door unannounced. Atithi Narayan, not Atithi Narayan, Atithi Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He's appearing there. And she, Krishna. And immediately she wanted to do some patram pushpam palamtoyam. She wanted to offer something to the external murti, to Krishna Sakshat Krishna standing before her, Sakshat Darshan. So she said, well, what do I got? There's no trees, there's no flowers. Oh, there's this banana. Krishna. And gives it banana peel. I think so. Is it right? Is that the fact? Actually, the peel. Gives Krishna the skin of the banana, the outside of the banana, not the fall, not the fruit. Krishna doesn't say that in Gita. Krishna doesn't say, offer the skins. Offer me leaf, fruit, flower, banana skins. Huh? He doesn't say, anyone who offers me a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or banana skin with love, I take it. At least he asks for a leaf, means Tulsi leaf, a flower, which means champak, or kadamba, or jui, or mogra, etc. Or offer me a fruit, mango, etc. But here he's taking the banana peel because it was her spontaneous outpouring of devotion upon having saksha darshan. So when a devotee attains saksha darshan, he's already offering his every thought to Krishna and then worshiping the manasik murti moment to moment, day to day. So if Krishna appears before him, he'll want to worship something. So he'll just say, Krishna. He'll offer his voice and he'll faint. He'll offer his stuti, Krishna, and he'll faint. Then Krishna will come and revive him, depending on his relationship with the Lord. Krishna will either touch him or speak to him or embrace him, hold his hand. Meditation on the actual form of the Lord may be manifested in different manners, but one should not conclude that one has to imagine a form. There are two comparisons in this verse. First, the Lord's face is compared to a lotus. His black hair is compared to buzzing, humming bees swarming around that lotus. Circling around the lotus. His two eyes are like two fish swimming about. A lotus flower on the water is very beautiful when it's surrounded by humming bees and fish moving through the water nearby the stem. Krishna's face is self-sufficient and complete. Krishna's beauty defies the natural beauty of a lotus. This is a very nice verse. We discussed some of it yesterday. And a little bit more of it today, about the meditating on the form of the Lord. So for us, the immediate form of the Lord is the murti of the Lord. The murti of the Lord is before us, and our minds are not so expert at placing the Lord in the mind, but we discuss that point because it's a valid and realistic point for consideration. But the verse is, generally we have access, the bhakta will have the easiest access to the form of the Lord by seeing the murti of the Lord. And Prabhupada mentions, or rather Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad, he mentions the interactions that a devotee should have with the deity form of the Lord. And I just wrote them down. He's saying this all in relationship to the deity. He's talking about Archamurti. As I mentioned about Manasik, the ultimate is in the mind. That can be the beginning and the final. Everyone has such a passion. People have so much passion to get deities and establish deities. Prabhupada said in some letters to Gornitai, they can get Panchatattva, rather, Gornitai deities. That's there. But if someone told Prabhupada, I want to worship the deity in my mind. My mind is always wanting. And Prabhupada would not say no. He would certainly say yes. Okay, you have a picture? And there were so many temples established by Prabhupada, visited by Prabhupada, where the deity was a painting of the Panchatattva. Do you know that? In the beginning, all the temples, they had deity paintings of the Panchatattva. It's not that they didn't open a temple. First they get deities, then they build a temple, then they open the temple, then they finish the temple after the deities are in the temple. This is the usual thing now. You get deities, you get some land, get a half-built temple, get some deities, install them, and finish it. Prabhupada started, all these started as preaching centers, later it became temples, and the preaching centers had paintings by Jadarani and other artists of the Panchatattva. And then we're doing all the puja. I was in such a temple, which later got deities. This was the standard. So that same thing, if that's the standard for ISKCON itself in the very beginning, why can't grihasthas have paintings and a Panchatattva, Gornitai, and concentrate their minds on all these teachings? It's just an idea. But it's certainly supported by the life and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's a valid form of the Lord. So in relation to deities, Rupa Goswami says we should worship the deity. We should remember the deity. Day and night, we should remember the deity. We should think of the deity as a friend. The deity is our friend. We confide in the deity. We reveal our mind to the Murti, to the deity, in the mind, in the temple. And before we travel, we're going to leave the deity's immediate sangha. We have to go somewhere for preaching, so we pray to Parthasarathi, "Oh my Lord, please stay with me in my heart. I won't be seeing you for a few days. I'm going here or there preaching. Please don't leave the core of my heart. May I always remember you. When I close my eyes, let me think of you wherever I am. Please bless me. I can return soon for your service after this preaching mission." The devotee always prays permission from his deity. So he thinks of the deity as a friend, and he should meditate upon the deity. He should pray to the deity. And do everything he does should be done for the Murti. So this is what's being said here. And there's so many quotations throughout the books about the benefit of meditating and serving the deity. In one place it says, dharana, dhyana, and this verse is about dhyana, meditation. Dharana, dhyana, mangalam. Simply by meditating on a deity, one's life becomes auspicious. One becomes purified, pavitram. There are many quotations you can see about meditating on the deity. Your life becomes auspicious, become purified. It's a way to become free from envy. It says by meditating and remembering the deity, you become free from false ego. In one verse in purport, it says that our tendency is to envy those above us, the superiors above us we envy. And we fight with, and we have rivalry and competition with our equals. And we ridicule and find fault with and criticize our inferiors. So these are all results of a false ego. Seeing high and low, good and bad, bigger and smaller. This is false ego, misconception, misidentification, ignorance. So all of this, these tendencies and all of these conceptions and visions, wrong visions, become removed by meditating on the deity. And simply by meditating on the deity and serving the deity, one can even attain liberation. Attain everything. This is told Bilva Mangala Thakur. He explains. And by meditating on the deity and observing ourselves in meditation and remembering the deity, eventually the deity appears before us. He says that Divya Kishora Murti. And Krishna Karnamitra, he says, Divya, the Divya Kishora Murti, the Murti of Kishora Krishna, Navayovanam Sri Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Govindaji. His Divya, transcendental form of the Lord. By meditating on that form, what happens? Simply by meditating on Divya Kishora Murti, you get liberated. Mukti Swayam. Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali. Sevate Sman. By meditating on the form of Krishna in your mind or in the Murti, then you'll get purified, you'll become auspicious, mangalam, you'll get free from false ego, you'll become liberated, mukti. And not only that, the personification of mukti, mukti swayam, mukulitanjali, mukulita anjali. She will come with folded hands, mukti devi will come and say, Prabhu, how may I serve you? Sevate sman. We say, you can serve me by taking a hike. You can serve me by taking a walk. I'm very pleased to have your darshan. Please bless me that I don't come back to the world of bondage. But I'm going to Kishore. Kishore Kishori. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Kishori Radhe. They say during Caesar's time, because Caesar conquered the world, and he had an elaborate network of roadways and margs and roadways. They said, and the phrase became, all roads lead to Rome. The capital of Caesar's world empire, Caesar was an Italian, I suppose, Italian conqueror, world conqueror, Digvijay. of the some rat or whatever they call it, or some rat. He was some rat. He was some chua. I mean, some rat. He was some rat or chua. There was a malecha and a yavana and a whatever he was. He was a demigod worshiper to some extent, but he was a real hedonist. But he had conquered the world, and his roads went all over. So all the roads ended up in Rome. So I think when I give class, all my classes end up with Kishori. Madhuram Samapayat. So this is Kishore Kishori. So this, even Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, he makes a very interesting point when he discusses it. I'll close on this. He talks about this meditation on the Murti, on the form, whether it's Manasik Murti or the Archamurti in the Mandir. He's explaining that in the beginning of our meditation, I'm finishing on this point, in the beginning of our meditation, we come to the temple, we see Parthasarathi, Shamsundar, Govindaji, etc., Gopinath. And we see colors, we see color, shape, color, design, form, rupam. And we remember those colors. Oh, today is Wednesday. I don't know, I can't see that far. But usually deities wear green on Wednesday because green is a color for Bud, for Mercury, this emerald is. So in Vrindavan, all the deities wear green on Wednesday, yellow on Thursday, silver or gold on Friday, Neelam or Sham color on Saturday, or black, also black. Like Prabhupada, they wrote a letter to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, can we dress the deities in black? And Prabhupada wrote back, in Vrindavan they do, but personally I don't like black. So because Prabhupada personally did not like black, as I don't also, except I think Indians look good in black. People, not Indian Murtis, but... But I mean, like Indians wear black t-shirts and pants. They seem to look cool, I know, men and women, for some reason. I don't know. They look cool. Because I think Shani, as far as I know, the Jyotishis say that Shani, I think it's Shani rules India. It's either Shani or Jupiter. I think it's Shani. Shani means Saturday. Saturday means black. So if you wear black, he'll be happy with you. At any rate, so we never made deity dresses black. We make dark brown or this and that, like that. So that's that. So we're seeing colors. Oh, Prabhu, what were the deities? Oh, the deities wearing this beautiful outfit, and they had this beautiful rose garland and champak and Kadamba flowers are coming in. They had a Kadamba mala and it was so beautiful. And Krishna was like this, and he was standing like this, and he was looking like this. And we'll remember those external things. But he said, Vishnath Chakravarti said, an interesting phenomenon happens as we repeatedly meditate on these, what is in the beginning, material colors, material shapes and forms, eventually that which is material becomes spiritual. That which is mundane becomes alokic. What is lokic becomes alokic. And that very form, and though he says, he uses this word in Sanskrit, he says that form, the deity form, transforms into the original, original form of the Lord, Swayam Sri Krishna, and you see that form, and that meditation takes you, not only do you realize the spiritual form of the Lord, but also all of His qualities and His pastimes and His entourage. Simply by meditating on the deity of Radha and Krishna, you'll realize and you'll get experience of, you'll experience directly and see Krishna's Subal, Sridham, Lalita, Vishakha, everyone. This is the result of the Murti, the Seva, the Archamurti, and meditating on them. So these are some wonderful ideas that are manifesting from this beautiful verse of Kapila Shiksha from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, the key.